and thank you for the question. Canada's feminist international assistance policy places gender equality and the empowerment of women and girls at the center of its international development efforts. Through the policy, the core action area on gender equality and the empowerment of women and girls includes a focus on addressing the high rates of sexual and gender-based violence experienced by women and girls, including child and early forced marriage and female genital mutilation and cutting. In June 2019, Canada made an additional commitment to raise its funding to reach an average of $1.4 billion annually by 2023 to support women's, children's, and adolescents' health around the world, with $700 million of the annual investment dedicated to sexual and reproductive health rights, including sexual and gender-based violence and harmful practices. The National Action Plan to End Gender-Based Violence that was launched in November 2022 also provides opportunities for action to enhance health systems and service responses to gender-based violence, including providing quality and knowledge-based services to women and girls who have experienced female genital mutilation and cutting. In terms of the question around prior and informed consent, I can just add a couple of things. Informed consent policies are administered at the local level with individual patients, which means that hospital administrators and health authorities that they work within must also be part of measures to ensure free, prior, and informed consent. So the various jurisdictions are responsible for those, and of course there are also considerations for federal populations as well, such as Indigenous people, corrections, and others. Thank you.